Welcome back to the State We're In India Edition, the program which considers how we live and treat each other around the world. Brought to you by Radio Netherlands Worldwide and Sonalog. I'm Chavi, and we're looking at the right to engage in civil disobedience. Traditionally, acts of civil disobedience have involved large gatherings of people. But last year, just 11 Australians discovered that a big crowd is not the only way to make a big statement. In September 2007, a comedy team who has a TV series called The Chaser did something which made international headlines. During Sydney's Apex Summit of World Leaders, 10 men and one woman cocooned themselves in three cars which were decked out to look like an official Canadian motorcade. One of them was dressed to look like Osama bin Laden. They drove into the city's multi-million dollar high security zone just meters from US President George W. Bush's hotel. Here's The Chaser's Julian Morrow to explain what happened next.
Well, we had fully expected to be apprehended by the thousands of police who were on hand on the day, but unfortunately, we seemed to look so official, even though our name tags said that the whole stunt was a joke and that we weren't officially accredited, that none of the police did anything. In fact, they formed a guard of honour for us. So I had to pull up the motorcade myself and speak to my colleague who was in the main limousine dressed as Osama bin Laden. And we decided that perhaps if Osama got out to walk the rest of the road, perhaps that might attract the attention of the New South Wales police. And that was a correct guess.
Police charged all 11 participants with entering an APEC restricted area. But earlier this year, the charges were dropped. Julian Morrow explains why they decided to do it in the first place.
Well, we thought that there was a lot of public disquiet about the amount of money that was being spent on the security and also the legislation, which really curtailed citizens' rights during the APEC summit. You could say that it was a stunt that went horribly right. What we wanted to do was we wanted to defy the law without actually breaking it, which is something that I think that a lot of people would do well to consider. Like sometimes the way to highlight the idiocy of a law is to try and comply with it. One of the things about, you know, people often ask whether there's a line in comedy, and we always say that often you discover the line by walking straight over it and realizing it was a few steps behind you. Obviously, I suppose the nature of that stunt and also the show that we make generally involves taking some calculated risks. I mean, the easiest way to eliminate the risks that day would have been to stay at home, to not do the stunt. So we did all sorts of risk analyses and we got security consultants to advise us on how to conduct ourselves once we were in the vicinity of the police and the snipers and all those sorts of things. And I actually think we pulled off the stunt pretty professionally, and I think that probably saved us from getting a bullet. In the media age, simply breaching the law actually may have less impact than making a comedic point about it. And it was certainly the case that the dress-up of Osama bin Laden and his proximity to George Bush was what made that story go global.
And that was Julian Morrow from the satirical Australian TV show The Chaser. This is the State We're In, India Edition. Stay with us.